Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant, Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Time to go blitzing. We'll talk Caps and Ovi in a moment. Let's start you off on the gridiron. You just heard the news from Pete Medhurst, Adam Schefter saying it's going to happen. Kirk Cousins planning on signing a three-year fully guaranteed contract from the Minnesota Vikings. This is history in the making. Chris Russell, our Redskins insider, joins us now. And Slashy, Cousins, he's pretty good. He's not the best quarterback in the league. He's not one of the top five quarterbacks in the league, but he has redefined the position. Fully guaranteed, he'll make $84 million in the next 3 years, it looks like.
Yeah, $84 million. So when you combine the 2 years and the $44 million he got, you know, from the Redskins, wow. What is that? 5 years, $128 million fully guaranteed. If I'm doing my math correctly, you know, either way, that's a huge chunk of change. He's redefined the system, as you said, Grant. And here's another thing that, you know, I just kind of been thinking about, but that does make some sense. Not only does he get to hit free agency again at the age of 32, which is very young for a quarterback, especially one that is healthy and doesn't take a lot of big hits, but also, you know, at that point 3 years from now, the 49ers could be easily out of the Jimmy Garoppolo contract because the cap number is very low if it doesn't work out, or the Rams and Sean McVay could be at the end of a fifth-year option with Jared Goff. So he gives himself the flexibility to wind up in 3 years with one of his two preferred head coaches as well.
Russell, what about the Redskins here? They're left. They got Alex Smith. He's written a nice letter about wanting to come here, and mm-hmm. the press conference is a day away, even though the GM is spending time running down their former quarterback in a Sports Capital article, but I digress. The musical chairs are musicaling. There aren't that many seats left. They got a chance to upgrade the Redskins, do it free agency. But guys are signing. Guys are getting overpaid at the receiver position, defensive line position. What are the Redskins doing?
Well, doesn't seem like they're doing a whole lot. I mean, I guess, you know, they've locked in on Paul Richardson. That's fine. Of course, others have reported to have signed elsewhere. But they're not going to be the only team interested in Paul Richardson, especially being that others, most notably Sammy Watkins and Allen Robinson and, you know, for whatever it's worth, my guy, Albert Wilson, have already reportedly agreed to new deals with new teams. So, I mean, they're going to, they're going to have to move quick. They're going to have to overspend if they want Paul Richardson because he's a speed threat with big playability. Yes, only 1 year, but it doesn't take a whole lot to get a whole lot of money in this league. I think they should really be worried about what they're going to do at interior offensive line. I know that's not sexy, but they're, you know, they're desperately in need. We know they can't run the football on first down. We know they struggle on third and fourth down and short yardage. They need to upgrade that area, and already two big guys are off the board. Maybe the kid from Kansas City who's got a bunch of experience that played against them in week 4 might be a fit.
How about defensively? Give me a few names they should target. Do you expect them to make a splash signing? Last few years, they haven't really gone out and spent a ton of money on anybody. Will they land a Muhammad Wilkerson, someone of that caliber?
I don't see it. I think he's probably going to want too much money. And he's, even though he's got a checkered history, I think, you know, that is certainly something that you need to be concerned about for a lot of different reasons. You know, I guess you would probably look at they're bringing in DRC today. He worked out of the slot. I know they have some interest, according to John Kime, in another slot corner, whose name I'm forgetting about right at this moment. Aaron Colvin. So it looks like they're trying to address some of their youth and inexperience in the secondary. Maybe you draft a guy you know, to help you as a wrecking ball defensive tackle or nose tackle, because there's plenty of them, whether it be Vita Vey or Maurice Hurst. And then you can go still inside linebacker. But again, that market is starting to creep up, not only with Zach Brown, but Hitchens going from Dallas to Kansas City at $9 million. You're probably going to have to overspend there. So I think the Redskins are going to have to get to it really quickly here to avoid spending even more money than they would like to ideally spend.
The running back market, everybody's talking draft here for the team. I see that may be a softness in the current free agent running back market. That may be a spot where you can upgrade for cheap, because it doesn't seem like there's that much movement there. Guys like Jerick McKinnon or Carlos Hyde, I'm just naming a couple, Isaiah Crowell, might be had on the cheap, Russell. Might that be a smart strategy, or are you 100% dead set on draft?
Yeah, no, I'm not dead set on the draft. I think that's probably the likely destination. I know this is not going to happen, but I'll just throw it out there. If Jay Gruden was being right about needing a banger and somebody to mix into the rotation of Samaje Perine and Rob Kelly, that's what he said. You take him at his word. What about, and I know, LeGarrette Blount? I mean, I understand he's 31 years old, still was productive in a limited role, still very good in the red zone where the Redskins struggle, still very good in short yardage, still has got some quick feet, as we saw in space against the New England Patriots. Of course, has been a locker room leader in New England, in Philadelphia, has won back-to-back championships. So to me, what is he going to cost at the age of 31? Does he solve anything long-term? No. Is he a proven running back to do some of the things that Jay Gruden has identified and that we know the Redskins have struggled in? Absolutely, in my eyes. I don't think it could hurt if you can get him on a one-year, two-ish million-dollar deal.
Thank you, Slashy. Let's talk puck. Brian McNally covers the Caps for NHL.com. You know him from his work in the Sports Capital, which you should subscribe to. Speaking of Capitals, Alex Ovechkin, 600. How about it?
How about that, guys? Another memorable night at the arena. I mean, he did it in style. He's a showman. We all know that. Once he got that first goal in the first period, Grant, in the building, you could sense 600 was coming that same night. And maybe not a classic goal, maybe not exactly how you draw it up on the power play from the left circle, but 600 is 600, and he's one of the 20 greatest goal scorers of all time at age 32. That is ridiculous.
Looks like 13 games left by my quick and dirty count here, Brian. Preview the next couple weeks or so, the Force. This is a stretch where they could either finish first, second, or third in the Metro, and that's pretty important, I think, come playoff time.
Yeah, big week here, Danny. I mean, they do finish with the Penguins and games against the Penguins and the Flyers on the road, so those will be big games. They play Philadelphia coming up here on Sunday. Like I said, on the road, they're only 4 points up on the Flyers with the game in hand, so they're in a good spot. But you want to win the division. You want to at least, or at worst, have home ice. And, you know, it's going to be tough. Them and the Penguins keep leapfrogging each other. They have a back-to-back with the Islanders on Thursday and Friday. I think the Islanders are, or should be, just about checked out. They have 70 points, kind of on the far edge of the playoff race. So those are two big games to the Caps. Something to look for there is Braden Holtby will presumably get back in net for one of those two Islander games on Thursday or Friday. And kind of important to see how he does, see if this reset has worked for him, the time off has worked for him. They've had some practice time today and tomorrow to get ready for that. And we'll see how he does and where they are in goal going forward.
Brian, thank you, pal. Much appreciated.
All right, boys. Thank you.
See you, brother.
That is your trip around the Beltway. That's how we blitz on Grant and Danny. Breaking NFL news. It looks like the verdict is in. Kirk Cousins to the Vikings for a record-breaking and historical deal. 3 years fully guaranteed, $84 to $86 million coming his way in the next three seasons, which means he will end up making probably $200 million in his career. He and his agent, though, striking a deal that players around the league are going to find transcendent. Doug Baldwin of the Seahawks just tweeted, Kirk Cousins is a hero for all of the young players that will follow after him. Now we need more players to bet on themselves until fully guaranteed contracts are the norm and not the exception. Hero is excessive. As far as I'm concerned, that's outlandish.
I see his point, though.
But his point is, from a football context, guys can't get guaranteed deals. This dude just did, and it could change the way quarterbacks get paid forever.
Yeah, I want to talk about that part of it. Again, I'm not dwelling on where number 8 ends up going and wish him the best, and et cetera, and so forth. The fact that he got a fully guaranteed deal because he had leverage, that's a precedent setter for the players in this league with a near 100% injury rate. Guys should strive for this if they can.
If you want to talk Cousins, you can. 800-636-1067. We have talked for 3 years about what was going to happen, and now it looks like we know he'll be a Viking, a team that was in the NFC title game and got blown out by the Eagles a week away from the Super Bowl last year. Also, I want to get into the Skins and what's going on. Why so quiet? You saved all this money with Cousins. You've got money to spend. What's the plan here? Grant and Danny on the Fan. Grant and Danny welcoming you back on 106.7 The Fan. Kirk Cousins may drown out some of the people that talk down about his performance or call him a check down Charlie or discuss what he is as a quarterback. He may not pay attention. He may not even know that that faction of people's out there, for all I gather. But it doesn't matter today, does it? He's about to make history. He's about to go put pen to paper tomorrow on a deal with the Minnesota Vikings that's reportedly going to pay him $84 million over the next 3 years. And most importantly, will be fully guaranteed. Understand what this means. When Ben Roethlisberger or Aaron Rodgers rework their contracts coming up, when other quarterbacks get deals done, they will now ask for fully guaranteed shorter-term deals. This is something that you get in other sports. This is how baseball operates. This is how the other games, where there is less injury risk and less chance every time you take the field to never play again, this is how they operate. The owners have never given in on this. The owners have never decided that they would be the first team to do this. When I talked to someone with the Redskins, they were upset that I kept saying publicly on this show and in other places that Cousins had offered that $19.5 million 3-year deal at $57 million guaranteed. And they said, you know, you don't make a big enough deal about that was fully guaranteed. We couldn't have done that. I said, why? They said, because it's not done. Now it is.
Now it's done.
It takes being the team to do it.
By somebody else.
I understand that you don't want to be that team, that this sets a precedent. But this is a bell cow. This is kind of a turning point, transcendent moment. This is a signature turning point in player-team negotiations. And when Cousins, I think, over the years said, it's not just about money. It's not just about being here. I think he viewed this as, okay, I could be the guy to do this. No one's ever given the player as much power as the Redskins have given me.
Yeah, the door opened when the Redskins franchise tagged him.
Second time especially.
Yeah, I mean, the first time it started us on this path.
A lot of guys get franchise tagged, and then either deals happen or they get traded or something comes down the pike.
Movement takes place.
So he got tagged a second time. We were in unprecedented waters.
Yeah, so because he got franchise tagged the first time and the Redskins wanted to walk that back, if that makes any sense, with any kind of contract negotiation or offers or whatever, they let whatever it was out of the bag. Pandora's box was open. Whatever analogy you want to use. The one I used was they built this bridge to the to an island. And then Cousins got to walk across and they said, no, come back. Come back over here. This island's fun. He said, no, I'm already on this island. You guys got to come to me. And so I understand why each step was made, but I know that when you look back and you turn around and you saw the road you just traveled, you went, oh, bleep. Look at this. We never want to pay a certain thing, and now we have no choice because of the leverage that we've relinquished given this franchise tag. And I understand why they did the first one. I wasn't mad about it. I was not mad year one. I don't want to have revisionist history. I just said, be aware, be warned, you're buying insurance is what you're doing.
But here's the lesson for the teams out there. You got to know your own personnel best.
Yep.
You've got to be the first one to get the evaluation done. You've got to do it quicker rather than later. As Scott McLuhan said on our show, as the GM and then afterwards when he was out of a job, you've got to be able to get a contract done early. That's, I think, the lesson here. People say, well, he only played a handful of really good games. He only had one season as a starter. He was in the building from 2012 on. You should be able to evaluate your guys based on practice, based on preseason games. You should know more than anybody else what a guy is capable of. As far as the Vikings go, NFC Championship game last year, You're adding the biggest free agent on the board. I mean, historically, there hasn't been a guy like Cousins with the numbers he's put up in the prime of his career to become available for a team. The expectation is going to be Super Bowl or bust for them, very likely. You got Cousins with Dalvin Cook coming back from injury, Latavius Murray in the backfield, even if they lose Jerick McKinnon. Receiver position, Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, Laquon Treadwell. Tight end position with Kyle Rudolph is very good. They've got a solid offensive line with Riley Reiff. I believe Joe Berger is a free agent. They're starting right guard, but otherwise they're returning 4/5 of their offensive front.
That they really upgraded going into last year, yeah.
Defensively, they've been outstanding. Linval Joseph at nose tackles, great. Everson Griffin, one of the better defensive end pass rushers in the sport. Brian Robinson, still a really good player, former fourth-round pick who's turned into a quality talent. Linebacking core, Anthony Barr, top 10 pick. Eric Kendricks, Maryland product, very good. Their secondary, they've got one of the best safeties in the league in Harrison Smith. They've got maybe the best corner in the league in Xavier Rhodes.
They're really good.
Andrew Sendejo's become awesome at safety. Trey Waynes as a second corner is good. Terrence Newman's 86 years old and a free agent, so maybe they're in the market for a third corner. But it is a huge risk to give Cousins $28 million. I'm glad for Cousins that he played this so well, that it worked out. I think he's a good dude, and I think that he saw an opportunity, and it's going to go very well for him because he's going to be a free agent again at 32. But if you're the Vikings, you're paying Cousins $28 million for three straight years. It'll look like a bargain probably in the third year of that deal. The first couple years, you're making it really hard to add any more talent around him, so you better hope this puts you over the top.
Couple things. Could have gotten more going to the Jets and or Cleveland had he wanted to. So keep that in mind. Everybody that thinks he's disingenuous, just, again, keep it in mind. Went to the best situation football-wise that was out there. So just know that you were incorrect, and this is one of the things he said, and so there you have it. Beyond that, though, this, from Minnesota's perspective, is the kind of move that I would make if I were in their shoes. It's smart for the Redskins not to have done this. They ain't Minnesota. They ain't there yet. They're not as good as the Vikings are. The Vikings basically are saying, we need one thing to put us over the top. If you have to overspend for that thing, whatever the position is, let's say Minnesota, for the sake of argument, needed a running back, and they had a high draft pick. Now you can go ahead and draft Saquon Barkley, right? Now you can go ahead and overspend for that one free agent, that one guy that puts you over the top. My problem with the Redskins for so many years is they're viewing, oh, we're so close, we're right there. Then they would overspend on the one guy, whether it was giving up a second rounder for Jason Taylor or Archuleta or, you know, the TJ Duckett for a second rounder, whatever it was. Those were all stupid moves. For Minnesota's case, they were in the NFC title game basically with a replacement-level guy at quarterback. In their minds, they're knocking on the door. They are super, super close to being able to be a Super Bowl team. They've never won one. I get why you make this move. I get it. You're right. It's a big risk in the sense that it's guaranteed. There's no precedent for it. The other owners, when the rich billionaires get together and smoke their cigars, are going to be furious at Vikings ownership because the cat's out of the bag now. But for them, I get why everybody involved did what they did.
Let's get to the calls next. If you're on hold, we'll get right to you. 800-636-1067. If you're not, you can hop aboard. In addition to your thoughts on a record-breaking deal for Kirk Cousins, we'll give you the latest on everything else going on around the NFL. Bounce team to team with some of the acquisitions being made. And why so quiet for the Redskins? They do have a veteran defensive back in town they're meeting with today. We'll give you the details on how that's going next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back. Enjoying a busy day around the NFL. We're going to get back into some of the movement, non-Redskins division, non-Kirk Cousins district in just a few minutes. But a lot of you want to chime in on the breaking news today that Kirk Cousins has reportedly reached agreement with the Minnesota Vikings. It can't be finalized until tomorrow when he goes and meets the team at their facility. 3 years, fully guaranteed, 28 a pop, players around the league celebrating the fact that a QB is getting guaranteed money, something that is unprecedented. Let's go to Alvin in Woodbridge. What's up, Alvin?
Yeah, I just don't see it, man. I don't see why he's worth that much money, but he didn't do that much for the Redskins. I was on his bandwagon from the get-go, but he just too many mistakes.
You get how the market works, and he is available for teams to sign in the prime of his career, having posted three seasons the likes of which no free agent ever had in the 3 years before they became available. And you got contending teams that don't have quarterbacks that are bidding for his services.
Yeah, I understand Redskins opened up the door with the tag in 2 years. So, I don't know. I hope him the best.
Thanks, Alvin. It's just an energyless kind of defeated call.
You got to calm down, sir.
There's
a little,
so much
a little
energy
much.
In that.
A little
call.
Coming in hot.
I don't know. Now, and your point is well taken, though. Listen, Kirk Cousins is making $28 million a year now because the Redskins have allowed him to make $28 million a year.
Yeah, that I didn't want the Redskins to get to that level. That's too much for this team in this position here. I think you and I have both said that for years. The thing that I'm starting to get more and more irritated about is now the lack of vision, the lack of foresight here. You should have done a contract that was more reasonable years ago. If that ship sails, I can't believe he wasn't traded before last offseason. Before this past season.
Problem.
That's the part that I'm really starting to get irritated
about. Here's why
he's
making the money is. This is from NFL Research, and this is basically the point I just made to the caller. Cousins is the first quarterback to ever change teams after throwing for 4,000 yards three straight years. And you could say yards doesn't matter, and you're right, to a large extent it doesn't. The point is that that's just a way of saying this guy has been a top half the league quarterback for three straight seasons. Those players do not leave organizations until now. He did. And he'll get a record-breaking deal because of it. Ryan Woodbridge, what's up?
How you doing, guys? Love your show.
Thanks.
Real quick, I just wanted to say that the Redskins should have extended their Cousins after the 15 season. But they chose to put the franchise tag on 2 years in a row, so that had never been done. And now they've, like the other caller said, they've opened the door for him to be the first quarterback in history to get a fully guaranteed contract. I think you'll have the Vikings in the Super Bowl before his contract runs out. And believe me, it chills me to say that because I've been a Green Bay fan since 1965.
Well, I hope you're right for Cousins' sake. I think it would be really cool to see him go win a Super Bowl like Brad Johnson did when he was dismissed by Dan Snyder and they decided not to keep him. Or like Trent Green, who ended up being a really good quarterback, never won a Super Bowl other than as a backup with the Rams. But I would bet against it just because the odds are against it. I think the Vikings are good enough, and he's better than Case Keenum. The question is, do the stars align like they did last year? Can you stay just as healthy? I mean, Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs had great years. They need Dalvin Cook to play very well. Defensively, they mostly stayed healthy last year. They have an outstanding defense. If those things happen, there's no reason to believe they won't be one of the best teams in the NFC. It's going to be hard. It's tough to win Super Bowls.
They shot their shot. And this is what you should, again, this is what I keep coming back to.
Give yourself your best chance.
They were in a position with Case Keenum, and I know the narrative has changed on Case Keenum, but he went from a guy that couldn't keep the Rams job and was everybody's afterthought. He was in Houston. He was in St. Louis, then L.A., whatever the hell he was. Just an okay quarterback, at best. A guy that's not going to embarrass you. And maybe sometimes he would, actually. They went the NFC Championship game with that. And they're now trying to say, let's see if we can do something that gets us over the top with Dalvin Cook, two young receivers, the best defense in the sport. Giddy up, let's go. It's the right thing to do.
Mike Silver Spring, you're on the Fan.
Hey, I was really glad to hear that Kirk got the deal. I'm surprised that it was all totally guaranteed. I think it was brilliant that it's a short-term deal, relatively speaking. I don't think he was treated right here. He's going to be a free agent when he's 32, and he's the he's the golden goose. I mean, he's opened it up. The next quarterback's probably going to get 29 or 30, and it'll be guaranteed if he has similar numbers. And I know you guys were fans of him, and I'll be rooting for number 8 in purple next year.
Thanks, Mike. I would not have given him 3 years fully guaranteed if I was the Vikings, I don't think, because of the precedent that it sets. It makes you the bad guy next time you go into those owners' meetings.
I know.
I also would like to think, and maybe I'm wrong, but I'd like to think you could have tacked on a fourth year, and I'm sure they tried, and still gotten the deal done over the Jets. Maybe he would have gone and played for the Jets, but I would have dared him to do that. The problem is if you're the Vikings, Case Keenum's now a Bronco. He's gone. What are you settling on? Who's your plan B? Is it Sam Bradford again? you don't have nearly as good a chance to go into Super Bowl with Sam Bradford or any of these other quarterbacks who are still available. So are you drafting a rookie? Like the Broncos tried to bet on a young QB when they had a Super Bowl-bound roster? We've seen that that's a failure of a decision. That's why they were in the spot where they needed to feel, or they felt like they did anyway, needed to pay Kirk Cousins. I wouldn't have gone 3 years fully guaranteed because of the lack of precedent, but I understand why they did, and I don't have a big problem with it. Mike, Georgia, you're on the Fan. What's up?
I'm so glad you guys let me come in and talk to you guys about Kirk Cousins, your darling boy there. Good riddance. Why are you guys so enamored with Kirk Cousins? He was a bum. You guys sat here for 6 years and watched him not progress, and that's the reason why the front office
not
didn't want him.
Like, that's not correct.
Not come on, progress. Not progress as far as wins, fellas.
Wins. You're gone.
There we go. We knew it. Now, best record over 3 year span of any quarterback since 1991. You're wrong. This is not an organization that's been any good. You're wrong. Everything you're saying is wrong. Ike, no, wherever you are right now listening to my voice, know this. Choke on this bile, sir. You're wrong. Everything you just said is wrong. They're not a good organization. Not a good team. He's not great, by the way. He's not good enough to lead an organization out of the depths of hell as the Redskins have been in. They went 20 years without having back-to-back winning seasons. They're just walking around winning playoff games all the time. Then this bum comes along, sets records in the process, and then all of a sudden, they went down the toilet.
It's on him. Just inherited the number one defense in the NFL. The Redskins ranked 21st, 28th, and 28th on defense the last 3 years while he was here as the starter in Washington. That's what that bum just inherited. What I love is that we get called, basically. Defenders. You know, Chad brings it up on his show all the time. He's like, the midday show, I don't know. You know, people say that they defend Kirk Cousins. I don't know. Well, here's what I would say. Every time a guy like that calls in and says something that's stupid, then I will gladly defend Kirk Cousins. You want to have an adult, real conversation, okay? You want to talk about actual facts, then we can have a conversation. Here's what I'm guilty of. I've said for a few years that Kirk Cousins is between the 9th and 13th best quarterback in the NFL. All that is correct. I've said for a few years that they should have signed him early on. That's correct. They should have traded him last year. That's correct. They shouldn't have signed him this offseason. That's correct. So keep telling me how much we defend him and we cape for him, this made-up word that you love. That's fine. You are hanging out with the exact same people who are dumb enough to reference win-loss record only and not understand context. That's okay. I will gladly go down as a defender because I'm just so correct on this. So correct. And you know what's comforting when you lay down and you put your little head on your pillow at night?
Being so correct.
Knowing that it's all okay. Because those who knew, knew. Those who did not, you, sir, that just called in, the Redskins, they didn't. 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Guys, it's Grant and Danny for our friends at EMP180 Weight Loss. Make it happen. Make the move. Make the play. Take action. You can do it. They will help you do it. Everybody's done it, right? You've gone on that crash diet. You're disciplined for a couple weeks. Then you go out to dinner one time and it's all kaput. Let EMP180 Weight Loss get you across that finish line. Break through that weight you've been stuck at. I've done it. Grant's done it. Dozens and dozens of our listeners have done it. It's awesome. They're great to work with. They will find a plan that fits you.
EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. That's how I'm down about 70 pounds. That program Danny talked about works. The accountability is what I need in my life. Sitting down at the table, deciding if I'm going to have a little snack out at a restaurant. Am I going to eat a little ice cream? Am I going to eat a little cake? Probably not, because I got to weigh in just a couple of days. Because I got to look those EMP180 weight loss nutritionists in the face and tell them, yeah, I did that. I'm not going to do that. I want to go have a good weigh in. Call them, 855-888-0180. 855-888-0180, or go to EMP180weightloss.com. I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan. Thanks a ton, as always, for listening to the show. Means a lot to have you on board. 1 o'clock hour today. Drew Brees was supposed to have been a free agent, didn't become one. 2 years, $50 million. Case Keenum in Denver. Kirk Cousins in Minnesota. We'll reassess some of the quarterbacks on the move. Tyrod Taylor going to be the starter with the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
By the way, who does the offseason better than the NFL? Seriously.
They rule. The NBA's is fun. This nothing like this, though.
Blue Shorts is out there right now, and he's working on the website, fandc.com, and he's writing a couple good stories on everything going on with the NFL, so you want to check those out. But he just brought this up, and I thought it was a great point. Shorts was talking about what a dud the MLB offseason was in free agency, which was this slow matriculation. And literally, it was like the driplets of a sink that was kind of left on after you left, after washing your hands, going to the bathroom for the day.
Yeah, the Marlins fire sale over a weekend, and then that was kind of it.
It was the end of the run. This is just so fun.
Can you believe, though, by the way, that New Orleans stuck with that loser Drew Brees for those three straight 7-9 seasons?
He sucked.
Can you believe that?
What a bum he was.
The quarterback wins and losses,
remember,
right?
Those interceptions he threw at the end of those games, including this year against the Falcons, when
loser.
They were trying to come back?
Now, he improved in 2013 and 2017 when they won 11 and
well,
11 games those years.
Yeah.
Those years he was good.
He was great.
2012, 14, 15, and 16, just a loser. A loser.
Bad quarterback.
7-9 QB, bro.
He's just inconsistent. Some years he plays really well. Other years he stinks.
Gotta
because
step
he
up.
Just doesn't do enough. Let's go to DJ in D.C. What's up, DJ?
What's going on, Granddaddy? How y'all doing, man?
I am great. Danny is delicious, sir. Thank you for asking.
I'm quite sure you are. Now, I know you all are not going to like what I got to say about this, but bear with me. It seems to me that the real person that's coming out in all of this, yes, the man is signing a 3-year contract, fully guaranteed. He said it wasn't about the money. Why are you signing a 3-year contract instead of a 5-year contract? You have an entourage following you doing your free agency. That's the same thing that was happening, if I recall correctly, about the, you know, everybody jumping on a certain individual in regards to having being a diva, so to speak. You say you want to go ahead and stay here, but you want us to wait on you to go to free agency before we make a move. But if we wait on you and we lose you, then we have no plan B. So
thank you, DJ. And that's why we've said the Redskins moving on Alex Smith was probably a good move when they made it. Let's get some expertise on this, though. On the lines with us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is one of our buddies and a friend of the show who we love getting insight from on the quarterback position, Joe Theismann. Joe, thanks so much for hopping aboard. Nobody we'd rather talk to today after the big news with Kirk Cousins. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. I'm doing great, guys. I appreciate it. Actually, the one guy you want to talk to besides me would be Kirk's banker.
Seriously.
Or Mike McCarthy, I guess.
And Mike has a big smile, too. No, what's interesting is, you know, when you look at the quarterbacks moving around, Tyrod Taylor does not have a lot of pressure on him to go to Cleveland. But Case Keenum and Kirk Cousins have now entered a realm where those two teams that signed them expect them to be the difference in them getting to the Super Bowl, not to the playoffs, but to the Super Bowl. And I think in Kirk's case, he has the most pressure, which brings up a very interesting situation. Now, everybody's talking about the $84 million guarantee. I think if you look inside Matthew Stafford's contract and Derek Carr's contract, the numbers are somewhere in the 70s or 80s or even 90s that is guaranteed money. And there's different ways to do it. You give them a bonus of $30 million, and then you do an injury guarantee for the first 3 years, which basically is a guaranteed contract, and you're up to the 70, 80 million number. So it's not unprecedented that these 3 years are guaranteed. What I find curious is the length of the contract. It's a 3-year contract. I would have expected 5 years. That way Minnesota could have been able to prorate the money a little bit more, make it a little bit more palatable to be able to go get things that they feel like they might need. But when you look at this football team, it does not have a lot of great needs other than at the quarterback position. So, you know, Kirk's deal is what it is. I mean, it played out the way he wanted it to. He's had a football team that wanted him. It's not the Redskins didn't want him, but I think it would have been a big nut to swallow. With all the free agents we have and the holes that need to be filled, don't believe economically they could have done it.
Joe, at the end, for me, I love the Alex Smith move. If you kind of realize where this train was going, it's going to this station where it's a fully guaranteed deal, it's expensive, it's short-term, et cetera. I love that the Redskins were proactive to go land themselves a stabilizing force in Alex Smith. What are your thoughts?
I agree, and they did it before Kirk made any decision. You know, Alex, everybody says, well, you're just sort of moving laterally. I'm not sure if that's the case. You know, Alex is a different personality. Alex is we want him to have the numbers that Kirk had. Who wouldn't? I mean, they were outstanding numbers. I think he's a little bit of a different type of a quarterback, and then you have to put the people around him. But, you know, Kansas City wanted Patrick Mahomes to play. They got it. Alex was going to have to get out of there anyway. He came to us, who we needed the quarterback because we had uncertainty there. And I feel bad for one guy, and that's Colt McCoy. Everybody just keeps thinking that Colt McCoy can't do this, Colt McCoy can't do that. Colt McCoy can play football. He just hasn't been given a chance over the last 3 years to play much. Stepped in a couple years ago, did a pretty good job, and now all of a sudden he's relegated back to being a backup. So our quarterback position is solid. But I like the move with Alex. I think it's good. And like I say, so far I said Case Keenum would go to Denver. I said Kirk would go to Minnesota. I predicted that Teddy Bridgewater would go to Arizona. That's the next one. And then when you look at Minnesota as a backup, Mike Zimmer was very positive on Sam Bradford. Matter of fact, he said Sam Bradford is a better thrower than Case Keenum. So they have to feel very comfortable with him coming back off of his injury and having the opportunity to be their backup quarterback. But I think everybody in these deals all the way around basically got what they wanted. The players got what they wanted, and the teams got what they wanted.
Joe Theismann on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Joe, here's my big question, and you in some ways I think are the perfect person to ask because you are reasonable and kind of have the outside opinion of a fan who still follows it, but you also are connected with folks in the building. I never understand why the Redskins care so much about legislating after the fact and trying to win over the court of public opinion. Now, Doug Williams with the comments in the local piece yesterday that was done on the Sports Capital about Kirk Cousins and the taking sacks basically to help his stats and some of the things that were said about him. Why not do what Tom Brady did? Today you've got reports coming out that they were bashing him to any team that would listen at the combine. Why does it always have to be this way? Why can't he just go his way? The team goes their way. They've got Alex Smith, and let's all move on. It seems like as a guy who's grown up watching this team my entire life, this is always how everything has to end here.
Well, you know, in a way, I guess that's the way you would see it. I think the ultimate would have been if they franchised him. That would have been like, we'd all have gone nuts. Like, why? Why would you do that? So they let him walk. As far as, you know, taking sacks, he's that, you know, you have to understand who the quarterback is. It's the way he played the game. I think Doug was making simple observations as opposed to criticisms. He analyzed the way Kirk played a position. I think Kirk could throw the ball down the field a bit better than he has. I think Alex throws it better down the field than Kirk did. But let's take a step back and look at what Kirk had to work with this year. You lose Chris Thompson. You lose Jordan Reed. Six of their offensive linemen have had offseason surgery. You don't have wide receivers, basically. Josh Doctson's learning how to play. Terrell Pryor disappeared. So you look at what happened around him. The fact that he got through 16 games was a shock to me anyway, healthy. And I don't necessarily see and read the tea leaves the way you do, you know, Grant, to a degree. I don't think Doug was necessarily bashing him. I think he was sort of pointing out, hey, look, Kirk did things that, you know, maybe didn't foster well for us to be able to win some opportunities. But I don't, you know, Doug would be the last person to bash anybody. I think he was making observations. And, you know, everybody calls me Pollyanna and Homer and all that stuff. Yeah, I love the Redskins. But if I didn't see something I didn't like, you know me well enough, I'd tell you.
Yeah, and I believe that. My point isn't necessarily that he was.
I don't see it as a bashing, though.
I get it, but why talk about it at all? Why are we still talking about it if you're Doug Williams? Me and Danny should be doing it. It's the radio. But for him to go back and still talk, you've got Alex Smith. Talk about that.
I think because until Kirk wound up where he did today, basically as today or tomorrow, whatever it is, I think now we close the book. I don't think you'll hear any more comments coming again. It was sort of like the last chapter in analyzing what someone did. You know, Doug doesn't need to justify why they got Alex. He doesn't need to chastise Kirk in any way. Like I said, I think it was an observation of talent. And that's sort of the way I look at it. And that's the way I do look at it. And to a degree, you know, I did Chad yesterday, and I talked about the fact that I didn't see him padding his stats. I mean, you know, when you play that position and you have 2.7 seconds to get the ball out of your hands, if the first reads aren't there, the second reads aren't there, you better get rid of it or you're going to get the living daylights beat out of you. And so if it happens to be somebody underneath, hey, I threw the ball quite often to Joe Washington on 3rd and 7. He caught a 3-yard pass. Go get me the next 4 or 5.
Yeah, not a bad strategy at that point, Joe.
I thought it worked out. Yeah, it worked out pretty good.
Yeah, it certainly did.
Worked out well.
It certainly did. Joe, my last one for you is what you mentioned putting things around Alex Smith. I think that was the case regardless of who the quarterback was going to be, a rookie, Cousins, anybody else. What do you see as their shopping needs here as they enter this free agency period?
I think number one, you're going to have to – well, a wide receiver is a position where I think you really need to draft one if they're available, and there's some good ones. This is a fairly decent draft as far as receivers go. The possibility, I thought Robinson might have been a possibility. He winds up going to Chicago. I think wide receiver is high on the list. I think somebody big in the middle, a defensive lineman is big in the middle. I think we need the help up front in that regard. Certainly the running back situation is one that you have to take a look at. And, you know, you've got the 1st and 2nd pick to be able to do something with. I think those are two very, very big areas of need. And then adding a veteran corner. When we gave up Kendall Fuller, we basically weakened the corner position a little bit. But it's one that has depth. You sign Quentin Dunbar back. Maybe Quentin plays a little bit of safety now. I still think safety is a need. So, for me, it's wide receiver, D-line, and safety, with the running back being sort of the 4th position. Those would be the 4 that I would think that the Redskins are going to have to add some people to.
Joe, we wanted to get you on, hear what you thought today as he makes history with the big deal, and it's good to have you on the show. Thanks so much for a few minutes and squeezing us in. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. Good catching up with you.
Thanks,
always
Joe.
The best. Joe Theismann. Love talking quarterbacks. It's going to be one of the last times we ever get to ask him about Kirk Cousins.
I think I'm good for that. To be honest with you.
You're right.
I'm glad. I'd like
next
to talk about the next quarterback with Joe Theismann.
Absolutely. He's going to be talking a lot about Alex Smith with Joe Theismann in the future. Grant and Danny on the Fan. You want to hop in? Phones are open for you. 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.